Hallelujah, may peace be with you all.
Hallelujah, 愿大家平安。
This morning, the topic for mutual encouragement is the one who seek death.
今天早上与大家互相勉励的题目是求死的人。
Recently, we have been studying about the character in the Bible called the prophet Elijah.
那我们最近查考圣经里的一个人物就是先知以利亚。
He is a very mighty prophet.
他是非常有能力的先知。
His name Elijah means the Lord is God.
他的名字以利亚的意思就是，主就是神。
His whole life has only one mission.
他的一生只有一个目的。
Is to tell people, turn around their heart to tell them the Lord is God.
就是要求人回转，告诉他们主就是神。
The Lord works with him mightily.
神与他同在，非常有能力。
Last night we studied about that in the Mount Carmel. He proved that the Lord is God.
昨天晚上我们查考。我们查考到他证明神主就是神。
That in the Mount of Carmel, that he prayed, the Lord sent fire from heaven to burn the offering that he presented.
在加密山上，他向神祷告，求神降火来把祭物都烧毁。
And the false prophet, when they pray, nothing happened.
但是当假先知祷告的时候，却什么事都没有发生。
So that the people of Israel, their heart immediately turned back to God.
所以以色列人民的心马上就转回神。
So he was in the high point of his career, of his ministry.
那时候他的传道的工作正在高峰。
But suddenly, it seems that he fell to the valley.
但是好像他突然就降到谷底。
He became very weak.
他非常的软弱。
And he seek for death from the Lord.
他向神求死。
Let's turn to the book of First Kings.
我们翻开列王记上
First King chapter 19
列王记上十九章
First King chapter 19 verse 1 to 2
列王记上十九章一到二节亚哈将以利亚一切所行的和他用刀杀众先知的事都告诉耶洗别第二节耶洗别就差遣人去见以利亚告诉他说明日约在这时候我若不使你的性命像那些人的性命一样愿神民众愿神明重重的降罚于我。
Verse 3.
第三节，以利亚见这光景，就起来逃命，到了犹大的别示巴，将仆人留在那里。
Here tells us Elijah falling from a high point of his faith suddenly become the valley.
这里说以利亚从信心的高峰突然跌到谷底。
And then verse 4 tells us.
第四节告诉我们。
He ran a whole day journey.
他走了一日的路程。
Come under a tree.
到了一棵树下。
And then at there he prayed, asked the Lord to take his life.
就在那里，向神求死。
Elijah, his whole life, he prayed a lot.
以利亚一生当中常常祷告。
Every time he prayed, God answered his prayer.
他每次祷告，神都垂听。
When he prayed for no rain, there's no rain.
他祷告天不降雨就不降雨。
When he prayed for rain, rain come down.
他祷告降雨就降雨。
He has a lot of faith in his heart.
他心里非常的有信心。
But this time he prayed for something else.
但是这一次他却求另外一件事。
He prayed that the Lord take his life.
他求神拿走他的性命。
But thank God, this only time that God doesn't listen his prayer.
但是感谢神，这是神唯一一次不听他的祷告。
If the Lord hear his prayer, he'll be killed immediately.
如果神听到他的祷告，他马上就死了。
Now, in this paragraph, we'll study one question.
在这段经节，我们查考一个问题。
Why someone will be weak suddenly?
为什么有人会突然信心软弱呢？
Sometimes it seems that our faith was good.
有时候看起来我们的信心很好。
We do a lot of things for God.
我们为神做很多事。
We have good experience in the faith.
我们有很好的信仰体验。
But why sometimes the faith will just fall suddenly?
但是为什么信心会突然降低呢？
Maybe other people.
可能其他人。
Or maybe that is ourselves.
有可能是因为我们自己。
So we have to study what is the reason of spiritual weakness.
所以我们要查考为什么会信心软弱。
Actually, we are all very weak.
事实上，我们每个人都很软弱。
The Bible tells us Elijah is just like the same as all of us.
圣经上告诉我们，以利亚就像我们每一个人一样。
His weakness is our weakness.
他的软弱就是我们的软弱。
So we have to understand weakness in order to come out of the weakness.
所以我们要了解他的软弱，我们才能克服他。
We cannot avoid being weak in our whole life.
我们不可能一生都逃避软弱。
But we must know what is the reason.
我们要知道原因是什么。
And how to come out of it.
还有如何的能克服它
，or how to help the people around us to come out of it，
或者是帮助我们周围的人能够战胜他们的软弱。
Now, what is the first reason that Elijah suddenly become so weak？
那以利亚突然变得很软弱的第一个原因是什么呢
？In verse 3, tells us Elijah saw this situation and then he started to run from his life。
第三节说，以利亚见这光景就开始逃命。
What kind of situation is there?
什么样的情况呢？
It's chapter 19, verse 1 to 2.
就是19章1到2节说的。
After King Ahab told Jezebel, the queen, about what happened.
就是亚哈王告诉耶洗别发生的事。
At that time, the king was Ahab.
那个时候王是亚哈。
But we can say that the country actually was run by Jezebel.
但是我们可以说国家其实是耶洗别统治的。
Because Jezebel is a very strong-willed woman.
因为耶洗别是一个意志很强的女人。
She even controlled her husband.
她甚至控制她的丈夫。
But the worst thing is she doesn't believe in God.
但是最糟的是她不信神。
She's an idol worshiper.
她拜偶像。
She's very evil and wicked.
他非常的邪恶。
So that's why the whole country fall into trouble.
就是为什么整个国家都遇到困难。
And then now Jezebel find out that Elijah killed 450 of his prophet worshiping idols.
那现在耶洗别听到说以利亚杀了他450个先
知。And then Jezebel make a vow.
那耶洗别就发誓说
If by tomorrow at this time that I don't make your life the same as those you are killed, then may God punish me.
他说明日在这个时候若我不使你的性命像那些人一样那愿神重重的降罚于我
Just mean Jezebel is so determined to kill Elijah at any cost
这就表示说耶洗别非常的有决心要杀以利亚
Remember Jezebel was the most powerful woman and the person in the whole country
那我们记得耶洗别是在整全国里面最有权力的人
She has the whole country, whole army behind her
他全国的军队都是由他的控制的。
She has lots of influence.
他有很大的影响力。
So of course, if you want to kill Elijah, it could be very easy.
所以他要杀以利亚非常的简单。
So Elijah heard about this and then start to run from his life.
那以利亚听到这话就开始逃命。
But what did Elijah forget?
但是以利亚忘记什么呢？
He forget that in the past, God has not allowed Ahab to harm him.
他忘记说，在过去神曾经保守他，不让亚哈杀他。
God hided him in the beside the brook.
神让他把他藏在小溪旁。
God hided him in the house of the widow in Sidon.
神把他藏在寡妇的家里。
He has forgotten that if not the Lord will, not even one hair he'll fall down.
他忘记说，若不是神愿意，他的一根头发都不会掉下。
Elijah's problem, the first problem of his weakness, is he see the situation rather than he see God.
所以以利亚第一个问题就是他看见这个状况却没有看见神。
That's we can say fear is the main factor.
我们可以说恐惧是最主要的原因。
Where does fear come from?
恐惧从哪里来呢？
Fear comes from a person when he forgot about God and look at the situation.
恐惧就是当一个人忘记神只看到眼前的情况。
Elijah before he can confront Ahab, he didn't fear.
在以之前以利亚可以面对亚哈也不害怕
his eyes is focused on God
因为他的眼睛看的是神
he doesn't care about the situation
他不在乎那时的情况
he doesn't care about 450 false prophets
他并不怕450位假先知
that's why he has no fear
所以他一点都没有恐惧
but as long as his eye the focus is changed
但是现在他的眼光看向别地方
wow, immediately the fear come out
他马上就开始害怕
actually fear always happens
恐惧永远都存在。
Different people fear about different things.
每个人都会害怕不同的事情。
Actually, fear itself is the most dangerous things in our life.
事实上，恐惧是我们生命当中最危险的东西。
Different people fear different things.
每个人都害怕不同的事物。
Some people fear driving.
有些人怕开车。
I say, oh, driving killing me. I don't want to drive.
觉得开车会上命，所以就不想开。
Some people say I can drive, but I fear highway, so I never go on highway.
有些人可以开车，但是却怕开高速公路。
Some people fear about different kind of animals.
那有些人会怕不同的动物。
Some people fear snake.
有些人怕蛇。
When I see the snake, my whole body become weak. They say.
有些人说看到蛇，就害怕。
Actually, driving itself is nothing.
事实上，开车是没有什么。
Snake doesn't mean everyone is poisonous.
蛇也不都是毒蛇。
But if you fear about it, it becomes a big object, big issues.
但是如果你恐惧，就会是造成你很大的问题。
If you don't overcome the fear will overcome you.
如果你不克服恐惧，恐惧就会战胜你。
There was a real story.
有一个真实的故事。
There was a woman go to see a doctor.
有一个女士去看医生。
And the doctor tell her, okay, if your health is no good, I send you for checkup.
医生说好，你健康不好，我让你去做检查。
And after 1 week, the result come back.
那检查过后结果出来了。
The doctor tell her.
医生告诉她。
Oh, sorry, madam.
说很抱歉。
The report showed that you have advanced stage of cancer.
报告说你有癌症末期。
You only have 3 months to live.
你只能活三个月。
And then the lady told go home so depressed.
那这个女士回家就非常的沮丧。
She fear about death.
她很害怕死亡。
She doesn't know what will happen to her.
她不知道会发生什么事。
She fear that she will be painful.
她害怕将来会很痛苦。
Every day she have negative thoughts.
所以每天都有这些负面的想法。
And after 3 months, she died.
三个月后就死了。
The fourth month come.
第四个月。
And then another report come out.
另外一个报告出来了。
Actually, the hospital make a mistake.
事实上，医院犯了错。
That report doesn't belong to her.
那个报告不是她的。
It belongs to somebody else.
是另外一个人的。
She was healthy.
她很健康。
But because she have extreme fear.
但是因为她活在极大的恐惧中。
Every day she live in fear.
每天都活在恐惧中。
So she died within 3 months.
所以三个月就死了。
So what does it tell us?
那就告诉我们什么？
Fear itself can affect our life.
恐惧可以影响我们的生命。
Some people fear about when they lose the job.
有些人害怕丢掉工作。
After they lose the job, they become sleepless.
丢掉工作之后就睡不着。
Some people even they have a lot of money.
有些人即使很有钱
but their heart has no security.
但是心里却不没有安全
They cannot fall asleep at night.
晚上睡不着觉
People fear about many things.
人会惧怕很多的事情
But why will have fear?
但是为什么会有恐惧呢
Because our focus shift from God to other things, other situation.
那是因为我们的注意力从神转到其他的事物身上。
So that's why Elijah will start to run from his life.
所以以利亚才会开始逃命。
If Elijah remember how God has protected him,
如果以利亚记得神过去如何保守他，
his eyes on God,
他的眼睛放在神身上，
he will not fear.
他就不会害怕。
But we are all like him. Sometimes we just forget about focusing on God.
我们都像他一样，有时会忘记注意在神身上。
Just like Peter,
就像彼得一样。
There was one time he saw Jesus walking on the sea.
有一次，他看到耶稣走在海上。
And then he told Jesus.
他告诉耶稣说
，If it were you, can you let me to walk over to you?
你可以让我走到你那边去吗
？Jesus tell him, come over.
耶稣说过来。
But what happened?
但发生什么事
？Let's turn to Matthew chapter 14.
我们看马太福音十四章。
Matthew chapter 14.
马太福音十四章。
Verse 28.
二十八节。
Matthew chapter 14, verse 28.
马太福音十四章二十八节。
14.
十四章二十八节，彼得说：“主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。”
Verse 29.
二十九节，耶稣说：“你来吧。”彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去。
Verse 30.
三十节，只因见风甚大，就害怕，将要沉下去，并喊着说：“主啊，救我！”
He was walking a few steps. It's all right.
走几步路还没有关系。
He was walking on the water.
他在水上走。
He had the right direction.
他走对的方向
because he's looking at Jesus.
因为他看着耶稣
But as long as he look at the wave,
但是当他看到风浪
wow, maybe I'll fall.
他就想可能会沉下去
wow, maybe I'll sink.
或许会淹死
I'm in problem.
我有问题了
As long as he forget to look at Jesus,
只要他忘记看耶稣
he start to sink.
他就开始沉下去
This is us. It's not Peter only, it's us.
这不只是彼得这样，我们也是这样
We are just like him.
我们就跟他一样
We are just like Elijah.
我们就像以利亚一样
Our eyes sometimes forget to focus on God.
我们的眼睛常常会忘记专注在神身上
That's why fear consumes us.
所以恐惧就占领了我们
There was one time many years ago when I was in Kenya.
很多年前我在肯亚的时候
At that time the church was developing.
那个时候教会正在发展
But of course when the church is developing, devil also try to destroy the church.
当然当教会刚开始的时候撒旦也就会想要毁掉教会
Causing problem in the church.
会在教会里造成很多问题
Causing some brothers and sisters, they lose their faith.
让很多弟兄姐妹失去信心
Because some false brothers and sisters.
因为有一些假的弟兄姐妹
They cause problem, cause division.
他们造成教会纷争。
Of course, we are the minister of God. When we go there, we have to deal with the problem.
当然，我们作为圣职人员，我们必须要处理问题。
We have to tell the member what is right and what's wrong.
我们要告诉信徒什么是对，什么是错。
But some false members.
但是有些假信徒。
There was one sister, very strong will.
有一个姐妹，她的意见很强。
She worked in a high position in the government.
她在政府做有很高的职位。
She divided the church.
她把教会分裂。
And in the missionary, the church IA people warn her, but she doesn't want to repent.
那连总就警告她，但是她却不想悔改。
And then she still doesn't obey the church.
她还是不听教会的话。
So we have to warn the church about that.
所以我们要警告教会。
At the time, I was there alone.
那时候我独自在那里。
And then she called me.
那她打电话给我。
She warned me.
她警告我。
Timothy.
她说杨传道。
Right, Timothy. 他直接叫我 Timothy，
他就直接叫我的名字。
I will make you into prison。
他说我会让你下在监
狱。I will tell the police to come to capture you。
我会要警察来抓你。
You better be careful。
你最好小心点。
And then he hung up the phone。
然后就把电话挂了。
Oh, and I was alone in the hotel at the time because another worker has left。
那时候我自己在旅馆，因为另外一个工人已经离开了。
Wow, and then suddenly I feel the fear。
那我就突然觉得很恐惧。
I just feel like Elijah。
就像以利亚一样。
By myself。
自己一个人。
Somebody work locally in the government。
那有人在当地的政府在那里有职位。
Threaten me to bring the police to capture me。
警告我说要带警察来抓我。
If I was captured, I cannot go home。
如果我被抓了，就无法回家。
At that time when I had fear。
那时候我有恐惧。
I'm immediately kneel down to pray。
我马上就跪下祷告。
Ask the Lord to help me。
求神帮助我。
Because I am by myself。
因为我自己一个人。
I'm weak。
我非常软弱。
I cannot do anything。
我什么事都不能做。
I ask you to strengthen me。
那我 求神加添力量。
And I remember this Bible verse。
那我记得一句经节。
Psalm chapter 56。
诗篇五十六篇。
Psalm 56。
诗篇五十六篇。
Psalm 56 verse 11。
诗篇五十六篇十一节。
The book of Psalm 56 verse 11。
诗篇五十六篇十一节。十一节，我倚靠神，必不惧怕。人能把我怎么样呢？
I remember this Bible verse during a prayer.
我在祷告当中就想起这句经节。
I rely on God.
我倚靠神。
I will not fear.
我不惧怕。
If I don't rely on God, I will fear.
如果我不倚靠神，我就会惧怕。
Yeah, maybe she will capture me.
他可能会抓走我。
She will bring police to come to me.
他会带警察来。
Maybe I'll be put to prison.
可能会我被下在监里。
But this Bible verse encouraged me.
但是这句经节。
If the law protect me, nobody can touch me.
如果神保护我，人就不能拿我怎样。
So after the prayer,
所以祷告过后
，I decided, don't mind about her.
我决定不理她。
Just do whatever I have to do.
就做我要做的事。
Just go wherever I have to go.
就去我要去的地方。
But thank God, she never bring anyone to capture me.
感谢神，她没有带任何人来抓我。
She left the church by herself.
她自己就离开教会了。
Because she doesn't belong to God.
因为她不属于神。
So this is to tell us something.
所以这告诉我们一件事。
When we have fear about anything,
如果我们对事情有恐惧，
we have to pray.
我们要祷告。
We have to overcome the fear.
我们要克服我们的恐惧。
The reason we have fear because we doesn't have faith.
我们会恐惧是因为我们没有信心。
So we ask the Lord to increase our faith.
所以我们求神加添我们的信心。
Let's come back to 1 Kings chapter 19.
我们回到列王记上十九章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 3 and 4.
第三到第四节。
Chapter 19, verse 3 and 4.
十九章三到四节。以利亚见这光景，就起来逃命，到了犹大的别示巴，将仆人留在那里。第四节，自己在旷野走了一日的路程，来到一棵罗藤树下，就坐在那里求死，说：主啊，罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。
Here tells us the second reason why he spiritually becomes so weak.
那这里告诉我们第二个他会信心软弱的原因。
He is very lonely.
他非常的孤单。
Why he is lonely?
为什么孤单呢？
Actually, it's related to his background.
那这跟他的背景有关。
Because when he first come out to serve God, he's by himself.
因为他出来侍奉神是他自己一个人。
Because at the beginning, God told him to hide in the brook of Jared.
因为一开始神让他藏在溪旁。
He's by himself.
他自己一个人。
And then he used to long term no co-worker. He just used by himself.
所以他并没有同工的人，都是自己一个人。
When he was in the house of the widow, he's by himself.
他在寡妇的家中也是单独一个人。
When he go to see Ahab, and then he was by himself.
他也是单独一个人去见亚哈王。
So he's so used to working by himself.
所以他很习惯自己一个人做工。
And now when he is fleeing for his life.
那现在他在逃命的时候。
Actually, at the beginning, he was with his servant.
在开始的时候跟仆人在一起。
But after a while, he tell his servant, "You just stay here, and I'll go myself."
但是之后他就叫仆人留在一个地方，自己就走了。
So, at the end, he's by himself.
最后他是独自一个人。
And then when he is so weak, and then he pray for death.
那他非常的软弱，就向神求死。
Because he is thinking that now I'm the only one left.
因为他在想，我是唯一剩下来的人。
So that's why he feels very lonely.
所以他觉得非常的孤单。
Now this tells us something about our faith.
那这里告诉我们关于我们的信仰。
When we walk this heavenly journey.
当我们走这个天国路。
When we try to seek God.
我们要寻求神。
Or when we serve God.
或者是侍奉神。
If we go by ourselves for too long, we cannot endure.
如果我们自己行的太久，就无法忍受。
If we are alone,
如果我们独自一人
，nobody with us,
没有人跟我们在一起
，it's very easy to fall.
非常容易就跌倒。
Because we are human being.
因为我们是人。
God didn't design us to live alone, or to work alone, or to run this heavenly journey alone.
神不是创造我们要独自生活，独自一个人行天国路。
That's why we need a church.
所以我们才需要教会。
That's why we can encourage each other.
我们才能够互相鼓励。
In the church, we have to have spiritual companion.
在教会，我们要有属灵的同伴。
We need to have a family.
我们要有一个家庭。
So that we will not be alone.
所以才不会觉得孤单。
If we are alone, it's very easy to fall.
如果是独自一人，就非常容易跌倒。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes.
翻开箴言。
传道书。
传道书。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
传道书第四章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 12.
传道书第四章九到十二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9.
传道书第四章第九节。两个人总比一个人好，因为两人劳碌同得美好的果效。第十节，若是跌倒，这人可以扶起他的同伴；若是孤身跌倒，没有别人扶起他来，这人就有祸了。十一节，再者，两人同睡就多暖和，一人独睡怎能暖和？我呢，十二节，有人攻胜孤身一人，若有两人，便能抵挡他。三股合成的绳子不容易折断。
The Bible tells us the word of wisdom.
圣经告诉我们智慧的话。
Two is better than one.
两人比一人好。
Of course, one person by ourselves is very flexible.
当然，一个人非常的有弹性。
I can go wherever I want.
可以要去任何想去的地
方。Anytime, anywhere.
任何时候可以到任何地方去。
I don't have to discuss with anyone.
不需要跟任何人商量。
I can serve God by myself.
我可以自己侍奉神。
Very flexible.
非常的有弹性。
But the Bible tells us also.
但是圣经也告诉我们。
Even though one person is very flexible.
即使一个人非常的有弹性。
But two is always better than one.
但是两个人总比一个人好。
Because when two persons, you can share.
因为两个人可以分享。
Sometimes when you eat by yourself, no taste, right?
有时候自己吃会觉得没味道。
Sometimes I look at the restaurant, the people eat by themselves in the restaurant. They always look at the newspaper, eat very fast, and then go.
有时候在餐厅看到一个人，如果一个人吃，就常常就看着报纸，很快吃完就走了。
Really, if you by yourself, even though 10 dishes in front of you, no joy, no taste.
所以如果你是自己一个人吃，即使是有十道菜在你面前，也没有什么好享受的。
But if someone you love.
但是如果有你爱的人
，Your own family,
你的家人
，Even you eat McDonald's, wow, it's very joyful.
即使吃麦当劳也觉得很喜乐。
Even by yourself, eat shark fin, no taste.
如果你自己一个人吃大餐也没味道。
鱼翅。
鱼翅也没有，也会觉得没味道。
So two share the labor.
所以两个人可以共同劳碌。
Doing church work is the same thing.
做教会圣工也是一样。
You work together.
要一起同工。
And then you have something to share. Oh, the good result. Thank God we can share each other.
那你们就可以分享好的结果。
But the problem is verse 10.
但是问题就在第十节。
If somebody fall,
若是跌倒,
the other one can help him up.
这人可以扶起他的同伴。
If he's by himself, nobody help him to get up.
但是若是他孤身跌倒，就没有人扶他起来。
Woe to him, he have trouble.
那他就有祸了。
This is very true.
这是非常对的。
When we were in Africa,
当我们在非洲的时候
，We always IA send us two by two work together.
连总总是差遣两个工人一起同工。
We never go out by ourselves.
我们从来不会自己去
Sometimes,
做工。
Because I'm a young worker, another old worker come with me.
那因为我是年轻的工人，所以会有一个年长的与我同行。
So I always enjoy having companion together.
所以我总是很享受能够有同伴一起侍奉神。
In Africa, the old preacher he was having a back problem.
那有一次在非洲的时候，有一个年长的传道，他背痛。
And then he tell me, he lying on the bed, he said, "Oh, my back is so aching."
那他躺在床上跟我说，我的背很痛。
He tell Timothy, "Come, come, come."
他说，提摩太过来。
I said, "What?"
我说什么
？My back is paining, so can you help me?
他说我的背很痛，你可以帮我吗
？Well, I don't know how to help you.
那我不知道怎么帮你。
Okay, you just press my back, and when you touch the spine, there's some place, this position, and then when I tell one, two, three, you push down.
他说：“你就把手放在我的脊椎上，有一个部位移位了，所以当我数到三，你就往下压。”
I said, "I'm not a chiropractor."
我说我不是脊椎矫正师。
I said, "Doesn't matter."
他说
，I tell my wife to do it long time."
他说没关系，我都是叫我太太这么做的。
And my wife is not around, you have to do it for me.
那我太太不在，你就要这么做。
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Where? Tell me.
那我就说好，告诉我哪里。
Oh, yeah, okay.
他说对，是这里。
And I hold my breath, one, two, three.
那我就闭着气数到三，他闭气数到三。
One, two, three. 我说哇 ，better now。
数到三，我就压下去，然后他就马上就觉得好多了。
I take his job's wife. He's the wife of his job.
所以我就代替他太太。
And then another time.
那另外一次
wow, I was so sick.
我病得非常重。
I was having diarrhea.
我一直在泻肚子。
And then he said, oh, Timothy, okay, don't worry, I pray for you.
他说不要担心，我为你祷告。
God will help you.
神会帮助你。
He laid hand on me.
他就按手。
The next morning, I feel so much better.
那隔天早上我就觉得好多了。
Really, two is better than one.
真的两个人总比一人好。
Whether it's two work together.
不管是两个人同工。
Or husband and wife.
或是夫妻。
Or brother and sister.
或是姐妹。
We have to do it together.
我们都要一起工作。
If someone in this spiritual journey always alone.
如果一个人在属灵的路上总是孤单。
He has no friend in church.
他在教会没有朋友。
Nobody cares about him.
没有人在乎他。
Nobody talks to him.
没有人跟他说话。
Very easy, sooner or later, that person stop coming to church.
他非常容易的，很快的就不会来教会。
So that's why in the church we must find spiritual companions.
所以在教会我们一定要找到属灵的同伴。
You may not be very familiar with everybody, but at least you have to have a few that you can share, talk about your faith.
你可能不会跟每个人都很熟，但是会有几位你可以跟他们分享，跟他们谈论神。
But the most important thing is we have to be a spiritual companion for those who is lonely.
但更重要的是，我们要成为孤单的人的属灵同伴。
Maybe you are not lonely, you don't need anyone. You have family, you have husband and wife, but somebody they come to church by themselves.
可能你不孤单，因为你有家人，有丈夫，你不需要人。
But somebody come to the church by themselves.
但是有人自己单独来教会。
They have no relative in the church.
他在教会没有亲戚。
So every time we see in the church, somebody have nobody to talk to. Hey, you have to go there to greet them and say hi.
那如果你看到有人在教会，没有人可以说话，你要过去跟他打招呼。
You know that person is having some problem. You have to help him or her.
你知道一个人有问题，你要去帮助他。
Elijah, long time, he has no spiritual companion.
那以利亚长时间都没有属灵的同伴。
He's by himself. All the time he was okay.
他独自一个人，也没问题。
But when problem and pressure come, he collapsed easily.
但是当问题还有压力来，他就很快的跌倒了。
So that's why he's asking for death.
所以他就要求死。
He's no co-worker.
他没有同工。
Or maybe he's running too fast. Nobody can follow him.
又或者是他跑得太快了，没有人跟得上他。
So today is the same thing.
所以今天也是一样。
When we were in the church,
我们在教会。
Make sure you don't think you are alone.
不要觉得你是孤单的。
Don't think you are the only one.
不要觉得你是唯一的人。
Don't think that nobody can work with you.
不要觉得没有人可以跟你同工。
Don't think that nobody understand you.
不要觉得没有人了解你。
Somebody will care.
有人会在乎你。
We cannot be lonely.
我们不可以孤单。
Otherwise, we'll be so weak.
如果孤单就会很软弱。
Let's continue to read.
我们继续读
verse 4,
第四节。
Coming back to 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 4.
我们回到列王记上十九章第四节。
19 verse 4.
十九章第四节，自己在旷野走了一日的路程，来到一棵罗藤树下，就坐在那里求死，说：“神啊，罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。”
Here the Bible tells us that the third reason why he's so weak.
这里圣经告诉我们他软弱的第三个原因。
He has very high expectation about himself.
他对自己有很高的期待。
And then when the expectation cannot be met,
那当他无法达到他的期待，
he's very disappointed.
他就非常失望。
He wanted to give up.
他想要放弃。
What did he say here?
他这里说什么呢？
Oh, forget it.
他说
take my life.
他说就取罢了，取我的性命吧。
I cannot be better. I cannot compare to my forefathers.
因为我不能跟我的列祖比。
Of course, doesn't mean that he is proud.
当然不是说他很骄傲。
Actually, he really want to do a good job for God.
因为他非常想要为神做很好的。
He want to be 100%.
他想要达到百分百。
Even though he want to be better than his forefathers.
他甚至想比他的列祖还要好。
The expectation is so high about himself.
他对自己的期望很高。
But of course, when he cannot match.
那当无法达成期望。
He really disappointed.
他就非常失望。
So sometimes we think about ourselves.
所以说想想我们自己。
If we set some expectation which is too high.
如果对自己定了太高的目标。
Of course, we cannot. Sometimes we'll feel weak.
我们当然有时候会觉得软弱。
But actually, if you look at who is the forefathers of Elijah.
但是其实如果我们看以利亚的列祖是谁。
If we turn back to chapter 18, verse 36.
如果我们翻到18章36节。
18:36. He always mentioned, always think about his forefathers Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, which is Jacob.
那他总是把他想他列祖就是亚伯拉罕、以撒还有以色列。
He always compare himself to the forefathers.
他总是跟他的列祖比。
Of course, they have very good example.
当然，他们有很好的例子。
But doesn't mean they are perfect.
但不表示他们是完美。
Is Abraham perfect?
亚伯拉罕是完美吗？
Abraham is not perfect.
他并不完美。
Why?
为什么？
Sometimes he loses faith.
有时候他会失去信心。
Yeah. And also Isaac the same thing.
以撒也是一样。
Jacob also have his own weakness.
雅各也是一样。
So they were not perfect people.
所以他们都不是完美的人。
So Elijah, he's always have the thinking of, I want to be perfect. I want to be even better than them.
那以利亚总是想着要达到完美，要比他的列祖更好。
That's why he become very tired.
所以他觉得很累。
So sometimes we have to be realistic.
所以有时候我们要实际点。
When we want to serve God,
当我们要侍奉神。
When we run this heavenly journey,
我们走这天国路。
We don't have to compare other people.
我们不需要跟其他人比。
We just do ourselves, do our duty.
我们就做自己，做我们的责任。
There was one time.
有一次。
I was with another worker.
我跟另外一个工人在一起。
During the seminar.
那在讲习会的时候。
We're living in the church.
我们住在教会。
Everybody go home.
那每个人都回家了。
And then we were in the church.
那我们两个在教会。
And then I tell him.
我告诉他
I'm going to use the washing machine laundry. So do you have clothes?
说我要用洗衣机洗衣服，你有衣服要洗吗？
I said no, no, no. I'm okay.
没有，我不用。
Well, and then after 2 days, I also ask.
那两天之后我又问
I'm going to washing machine again. So do you have any clothes?
我又要用洗衣机洗衣服，你有衣服要洗吗？
I said no.
他说没有。
Then I ask you have no clothes to wash? You don't change?
No.我就问他说：“你没有衣服要换洗吗？”
I wash myself.
他说：“我自己洗。”
I said, "Why you wash yourself?"
我说：“为什么你自己用手洗？”
The washing machine is there.
我说：“洗衣机就在那里。”
At the beginning, he didn't say.
那开始他没有说。
And then I keep asking him.
那我就一直问他。
Why you don't use washing machine?
为什么不用洗衣机呢？
Right. He told me.
他告诉我。
You know, our early worker, they are very hardworking.
早期的工人非常的认真工作。
Early preacher, they always wash the clothes themselves in the church.
早期的传道总是自己在教会洗衣服。
So if I use washing machine, I'll feel very guilty.
所以如果用洗衣机，我就觉得非常内疚。
I said why?
我说为什么
？I use washing machine, I never feel guilty.
他说我一直都用洗衣机，我都不觉得有什么罪恶感。
Right, time is different.
时代不同了。
In the past, people ride bicycle to go to home visitation.
那在过去，传道都骑脚踏车去访问。
But today we don't ride bicycle.
但今天不骑脚踏车。
We drive.
我们开车。
We use take SkyTrain.
我们或者是搭捷运。
So we don't have to compare. Previous generation, I have to be the same or I have to be better.
所以不需要跟前一代的比，觉得说我们要一样或是更好。
Of course, they have good example. If they have good attitude, we have to learn, we have to follow.
当然，如果他们是好的例子，有好的态度，我们也要学习。
But we don't think that, I want to be better, even overcome them, or even higher, surpass.
但是不需要觉得要比他们更好，是要胜过他们。
If you have washing machine, just use it.
如果有洗衣机就用。
Of course, if there's no washing machine, we can wash ourselves, right?
那如果没有洗衣机就自己洗。
So sometimes our hearts, we don't give ourselves too much pressure.
所以有时候不要给自己太大的压力。
We just do our duty.
我们就做我们的尽我们的责任。
In every situation, God allows us to walk in different standard.
在不同的情况，神都有不同的目标。
So this is very important for us.
所以这是非常重要。
Elijah, he keep giving himself pressure.
以利亚总是给自己压力。
I want to be better than my forefathers.
我要比我的列祖更好。
But of course, we are all weak.
但是我们都很软弱。
Actually, we are not better than anybody.
我们没有比任何人好。
We just do our duty.
我们就尽我们的责任。
And then God will be happy with us.
那神就会对我们就会喜悦我们。
First Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章。
First Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
提摩太前书第一章第五节。
Chapter 1 verse 5.
第一章第五节，但命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无畏的信心生出来的。
Here tell us there are three things that's very important.
所以告诉我们三件重要的事。
One of the things that is important when we walk this heavenly journey and serve God is a clear conscience.
那一件就是走天国路重要的一件事，就是要无愧的良心。
Clear conscience is very important.
一个无愧的良心非常重要。
We all have conscience.
我们都有良心。
But is it clear?
但是无愧的吗
？Will our conscience rebuke us?
我们的良心会责备我们吗
？If our conscience rebuke us, then we must change.
如果良心责备我们，我们就要做改变。
If our conscience doesn't rebuke us,
如果良心不责备我们
，we have tried our best.
我们就尽我们的力。
It's according to the truth.
就按照真理。
Then God will be happy with us.
那神就会喜悦。
Coming back to 1 Kings chapter 19.
回到列王记上十九章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节。他就躺在罗藤树下睡着了，有一个天使拍他说：“起来吃吧。
”There's another reason that Elijah was so weak.
那以利亚另外一个软弱的原因。
He is very tired.
他非常的累。
He is very fatigued.
他非常的疲劳。
This fatigue is come from physical and also spiritual.
这个疲倦是从身体上，也是从心理、心灵上来的。
When God created us, He set a limit in our body.
当神创造我们，他我们身体有一个极限。
We are not machine.
我们不是机器。
Even machine have limit.
即使是机器也有限制。
If you keep running a car 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, after a few years, it will break down.
如果你一直不停的开一辆车，开了几个礼拜之后，它就会坏掉。
Even machine have to stop and receive maintenance.
即使是机器也要停下来，也要维修。
Now how about our body?
那我们的身体呢
？That's why God know. God set the limit for our body.
所以神对我们的身体有限制。
Actually, God doesn't need to rest.
神不需要休息。
He can work every day.
他每天都可以工作。
But after creation, 6 days.
但是创造了天地以后
，The seventh day, God rested.
第七天神就休息。
Sabbath day.
就是安息日。
Holy day.
是圣日。
Not because God is tired, need to rest.
不是因为神累了要休息。
But God wants to set a limit for us that okay, 6 days of work and then you must rest.
而是神要我们有一个限制，工作六天之后第七天要休息。
If you work 7 days a week.
如果你七天都工作
，because of money, because your ambitions,
因为你的钱或是因为你的野心
，and then after a while, your health will have problem.
那过一段时间，你的健康就会出问题。
If you don't rest, not only physically but spiritually, if you don't rest,
如果身体上跟属灵上都不休息
，and of course your heart will feel very, very empty and you lose temper.
当然，你心里就会很空虚，你也会失发脾气。
Sometimes.Even when we serve God, we will feel very tired, or sometimes we lose our temper.
有时候我们侍奉神，我们会觉得很累，或是会发脾气。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because we are lacking of rest.
因为我们没有休息。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 46.
我们翻开诗篇四十六篇。
Psalm chapter 46.
诗篇四十六篇。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Psalm chapter 46, verse 10.
诗篇四十六篇第十节。
46 verse 10.
四十六篇第十节，你们要休息，要知道我是神，我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。
Here the Bible tells us you have to be resting, be still, and know that I am God.
这里圣经上告诉我们要休息，要知道我是神。
Why Elijah was so weak?
为什么以利亚很软弱呢
？He been working hard.
因为他非常努力工作。
First of all, physically he's very tired.
首先肉体上他非常的疲累。
Right, he performed the miracles in front of all the false prophets, whole day working already.
他一整天在假先知面前行神迹。
And then he ran long journey.
然后又逃命，逃了很长的一段路。
And then he's hungry, he's thirsty.
他非常的渴，非常的饿。
So, oh, when he just found a tree, he just don't want to die.
所以当他找到一棵树，他就想要求死。
So sometimes physical fatigue will affect our spiritual situation.
所以有时候肉体的疲劳会影响我们的属灵的状况。
If you work too long hours in your job,
如果工作太久的时间。
If you have too much stress in this world,
如果在这个世上太多的压力。
Too much burden,
太多的重担。
Even it will affect the spirituality,
会影响你的属灵的。
Even when you come to church, you feel so tired.
有时候你来教会，你觉得很累。
Cannot even hear the word.
没办法听到。
I want to fall asleep.
想要睡觉。
Cannot even focus in prayer.
在祷告中也无法专注。
So our physical fatigue will affect our spiritual life.
所以我们肉体的疲劳会影响我们的灵命。
How about doing holy work?
那做圣工呢
？Even when we do the holy work, sometimes we'll get tired.
即使做圣工也会觉得累。
Sometimes because we are just keep giving out.
因为我们一直不停的给。
Just like Elijah,
就像以利亚一样
he's keep giving out.
他不停的给予
He didn't retain the spiritual power.
他并没有再重新的吸收灵
Until one point, he just want to give up.
吸收力量，直到他想要放弃
Just like sometimes the church board member.
就像教会的职务会
Some people do it one term. I say, oh, no more, never you let me again.
有些人做了一期之后，就说再也不做了，不要再选我了
Why say this?
为什么呢
Because he's exhausted.
因为他们非常的累。
He don't receive strength from above.
他没有从上面得到力量。
He physically tired, spiritually tired.
他肉体上累，属灵也累。
But God tell us.
但是神告诉我们。
At this time you need rest.
在这个时候你需要休息。
You rest a bit.
你要休息一下。
How did God revive Elijah from weakness?
那神是如何让以利亚重新得力呢
？First King chapter 19.
列王记上十九章。
Verse 5 and 6 again.
第五到第六节。
5 and 6.
第五到第六节。第五节，他就躺在罗藤树下睡着了。有一个天使拍他说：“起来吃吧。”第六节，他观看见头旁有一瓶水和炭火烧的饼，他就吃了喝了，仍然躺下。
Here tell us the first thing God allowed him to sleep.
这里讲到第一就是神让他睡。
God did not wake him up. Say, what do you say? You want to die? Are you sure? God did not wake him up.
神并没有把他叫醒，说你说什么？你想死吗
？Okay, just let you sleep.
他就让他睡。
I know when you are tired, you say something silly, right?
那我知道你累了就会说一些无聊的话。
Sometimes when we are weak, we will say something we didn't really mean it.
有时候我们软弱的时候会说一些我们其实不想说的话。
I say, okay, just sleep, just sleep.
那神就说睡吧。
And afterwards, the angel just pack him and say, okay, get up and eat.
那之后天使就拍他说起来吃吧。
Just eat and drink water and eat the bread.
那他就吃又喝水。
So God allowed him to have plenty of rest.
所以神让他有足够的休息。
So sometimes we need rest.
有时候我们需要休息。
What does it mean rest?
休息是什么呢？
Rest doesn't mean oh, I don't come to church and stay home resting.
休息不是说我不来教会，在家里休息。
Rest means in your heart, you have peace and joy.
休息是在心里有平安喜乐。
Rest, you keep listening God's word.
休息是不停的听神的道。
And also you fill with the Holy Spirit.
还有被圣灵充满。
And of course, if we do church work after one term, two term, we can rest one term.
那做了教会的圣工，做了一期之后，你可以休息一期。
And then after a short while, you can come back again.
那过了一段时间，还可以再回来。
So God allowed Elijah to rest.
所以神让以利亚休息。
This is very important.
那这非常重要。
We have to allow ourselves to have enough rest.
我们要让自己有足够的休息。
But rest doesn't mean continuously.
但是休息不是一直不停休息。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节，神的使者第二次来拍他说：“起来吃吧，因为你当走的路甚远。”
God also encouraged him.
神也是鼓励他。
After a rest, you have to get up.
休息完之后，你要起来。
Because you have a long journey ahead of you.
因为你当走的路甚远。
Sometimes I think how God encouraged a person.
有时候我们想想神是如何鼓励一个人。
God will never bug him or keep arguing him. God just said, "This is a long journey ahead of you."
神不会一直烦他，一直跟他吵，说前面的路甚远。
Just say.This one sentence.
只说这句话。
And then verse 8.
第八节，他就起来吃了喝了，仗着这饮食的力，走了四十昼夜，到了神的山，就是何烈山。
And then this is how he's revived.
那这就是他如何的得力。
Through the word of God.
借由神的话。
Through the bread.
借由饼。
Through the water.
借由水。
He can run again.
他可以再起来走。
To the mountain of God.
到神的山。
Where God is waiting for him.
神在那里等他。
So the key point how he got revival is from God.
所以重点，他能够复苏，就是神的话。
And then the food.
还有神的食物。
And then the sleep.
还有睡眠。
So today, brother and sister.
所以弟兄姐妹。
Are we Elijah at that point?
我们是那时的以利亚吗
？It's just sometimes we just feel so weak in our faith.
有时候我们信仰觉得很软弱。
Seems that we cannot move on anymore.
觉得好像无法继续前进。
Or we lose the hope.
或是失去希望。
Or we have the fear.
或是有恐惧
or we are so lonely,
或是非常的孤单
or we have too high expectation about ourselves,
或是对自己有太高的期待
That's what we think about the whole issue.
那我们就想想这情况
Focus our eyes on God.
我们把眼光专注在神身上
Rest physically.
我们肉体上要休息
Rest spiritually.
属灵上休息
Once again be revived.
那重新的复兴
Walk this heavenly journey.
继续走天国路
Let's sing hymn.
我们唱诗
486
486首